Unfiltered, unbossed, unapologetically black. This is Black News Unfiltered with Bob Edwards.
Coming in hot.
Check this out. Here's something they don't mention in American history teachings or news media outlets and platforms. Before Barack Obama or Kamala Harris, there was Shirley Chisholm, the first black congresswoman ever in America, and who also ran for the presidency of the United States in 1972. Shirley Chisholm was born on November 30th, 1924 in Brooklyn and was a trailblazer in American politics. She began her career as an educator, working in a nursery school as a nursery school teacher while pursuing her master's degree in elementary education at Columbia University. However, her passion for social justice and politics led her to become involved in local Democratic Party politics in the 1950s. In 1964, Shirley Chisholm made history by becoming the second Afro-American woman elected to the New York State Legislature, where she served there for 4 years. And in 1968, she made even a greater impact by becoming the first Afro-American woman elected to the United States Congress representing New York's 12th District. That's actually where, that's my district in New York. Throughout her tenure in Congress, which lasted from 1969 to 1983, Shirley Chisholm advocated for issues such as civil rights, women's rights, and the plight of the poor and the marginalized. Chisholm's most significant political milestone came in 1972 when she announced her candidacy for the Democratic nomination for the President of the United States. Here's an audio clip of Ms. Chisholm announcing her candidacy for the President of the United States. Check it out.
I stand before you today as a candidate for the Democratic nomination for the presidency of the United States of America. I am not the candidate of Black America, although I am black and proud. I am not the candidate of the women's movement of this country, although I am a woman, and I'm equally proud of that. I am not the candidate of any political bosses or fat cats or special interests. I stand here now without endorsements from many big-name politicians or celebrities or any other kind of prop. I do not intend to offer to you the tired and glib cliches which for too long have been accepted part of our political life. I am the candidate of the people of America.
Ms. Chisholm faced numerous obstacles and challenges during her candidacy, including institutionalized racism and sexism within the Democratic Party and the broader political landscape. And you know exactly how things were for black people during those times in the 70s. Man, they took Ms. Chisholm down through it. Despite the odds stacked against her, Ms. Chisholm's campaign gained momentum as she championed her slogan, Unbought and Unbossed, emphasizing her independence and her refusal to be controlled by political elites. Ms. Chisholm's focus was on issues such as racial and gender equality, healthcare reform, and education. And you know how it goes. During the primaries, Ms. Chisholm faced resistance from white male-dominated leadership in the Democratic Party, who actually were reluctant to support her candidacy. And, you know, that's what you would expect, you know, during that time period. That's just the way it went down. However, she did garner enough significant support from grassroots organizations and activists, women, and people of color who were actually inspired by her groundbreaking candidacy and the guts that she took to do what she had to do. Although Ms. Chisholm ultimately didn't win the Democratic nomination, her historic campaign shattered barriers and paved the way for future generations of women and minorities in politics. Like I said earlier, without Shirley Chisholm putting her foot in the door, there would be no Barack Obama or Kamala Harris and countless other people of color in Congress or in the Senate or anywhere else in the upper echelons of American federal government. Miss Chisholm was a badass, in my opinion. Her boldness, her integrity, and unwavering commitment to social justice, it continues to inspire activists and political leaders to this day. After retiring from Congress in 1983, Miss Chisholm remained active in public life, teaching and lecturing at colleges and universities across the country. She also continued to advocate for social and political causes until her passing on New Year's Day, January 2005. Miss Shirley Chisholm, our sister, a true American icon and pioneer that some people still don't want you to know, remember, or even talk about in our history books. I'm Bob Edwards, and thank you for listening to this episode of Black News Unfiltered. You can listen to past episodes on iHeartRadio, Spotify, Amazon Music, or at blacknewsunfiltered.com.